Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Dave O'Brien on 99.5 The Mountain. David Coverdale and Whitesnake have been very busy this year, despite having to cancel their 2020 tour. They have been working on some new projects in quarantine, including the Red, White, and Blues trilogy. It's three different releases of remixed, remastered, and revisited versions of their songs. The White album has the rock songs, the Red album has the love songs, and the Blue album has the blues songs. White album comes out on June 19th. Here to tell us more about it is David Coverdale. David Coverdale, welcome.
Thank you so much, and a good morning to you. I'm just returning Joe Elliott's email there. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. How is Joe Elliott doing, and what are you two cooking up?
Joe Elliott's great. He just sends me the filthiest. You know, you must be the same to you. Since this dreadful coronavirus, it's become Meme City, the world. I don't know, my phone, it just blows up throughout the day of either incredibly well-endowed African-American gentlemen or just, you know, memes about the virus. It's just crazy. And Joseph, of course, is. If I've threatened him, I've blackmailed him, that if he doesn't clean up his act, I'm going to send some of these to his mother. She would disinherit him if she saw some of the stuff that he sends through the courtesy of emails. But I just told him, I read the last one was a dick joke, and I just read it on radio. Well, whatever. We go back years. Soulmate. He's another one. It's only musicians can tell, as disappointing as it is for people who love to go to concerts, and believe me, I love people who love to go to concerts, but we just can't do it now. Cancelling one show is heartbreaking. Cancelling a world tour when it's the best sales you've had since revamping Whitesnake is just devastating. Utterly devastating.
In your case, it's interesting, though, because you didn't just cancel. It had to do with coronavirus, but it's not because of social distancing.
No. Prior to that situation of the coronavirus and the world being closed down, I'd been advised I'd had bilateral inguinal hernia. I did a show in Melbourne, Australia, earlier this year, and the second song was slided in, which is a big vocal projection song. As I started singing it, I felt significant pain in the nether regions, and afterwards I discovered, oh my God, my hernias are popping out like mofos here. So the moment I got back, I saw my surgeon, my doctor, and he called the Reno Surgeon General, who was about to see me and get me sorted out, and 12 hours after this, the federal government made the ruling that only life-threatening illnesses could go to hospital. So literally, I've been, I'm at the back burner. And also, you know, I'm at 68 years old, it's possibly 3 to 4 months recovery, which is certainly not something to look forward to.
Well, it's a cautionary tale of trying to hit high notes in leather pants, I think.
How's Denver, the home of my wife of almost 30 years?
Your wife is from Denver. I had no idea. Denver is fantastic.
Well, Colorado Springs born and raised in Denver. Yeah.
Wow.
So I have a big soft spot, a lot of family there.
Well, I know that, I was going to ask you, I know that you mentioned being in Reno. You've made your home in Reno for a while now. What is it about that area that drew you there?
Well, initially, the center of the music business was Los Angeles. And I've had significant success with the Slagged In album, but nothing compared to when we released the Whitesnake 87 album. That just went mega all over the world. And with MTV, it became global. So I ended up in a 6 or 7 hour tank. I've been a tax exile since I joined Deep Purple, to be perfectly honest. So almost 47 years. and I moved up to Lake Tahoe predominantly because it was an hour's flight from Los Angeles, in the center of the music business, on the Nevada side. I pay federal tax, but I don't pay state tax. So I've been a resident of Lake Tahoe now for over 30 years. 30 fabulous years.
For the economics of it, I love that. We're talking to David Coverdale.
But yeah, but then falling in love with this insanely beautiful area. And it's, you know, it's so interesting because I'm so Mr. Saturday Night gregarious on stage when I'm on tour. But when I'm home, I'm private, introvert, and with an incredibly supportive wife and a beautiful home. And my studio office is 7 minutes door to door, which at this moment I can't go to, of course. My son had the good sense to hunker down with his very beautiful girlfriend, who is also a hairdresser. So he's just glowing. He's my boy. We're 7 minutes away. We can look at each other through glass and wave and stuff. But that lack of physical intimacy, the hugging, it's sorely missed.
Well, we've gotten a glimpse of your home. You've been doing these songs from the dining table on social media, playing the...
Yes, which is
a fantastic idea.
Well, that certainly wasn't supposed to be something. I was just so pissed. I did that coronavirus blues. And I actually emailed my webmaster last night, and I said, here, have I done a song called We Wish You Well? He said, yes, on April the 16th. And he sent me a list of all these songs, and there's like 30 songs. You know, I can only do them like a minute long or whatever, but it's just a gesture to people to hopefully uplift their spirits, you know. And it's just turned very, you know, really sweet. My social media platforms are growing incredibly. You must be doing something right. But it's keeping me in touch with the fans who are so supportive. I mean, think about this. I'm coming up to 50 years in this business. It's amazing, just amazing. And to have the kind of support we have and to be releasing new projects, get out of here. What can't be solid, you know? It's just a terrifying time. But everybody's got eye candy now with Netflix and what have you. It's time for some ear candy, and you're never alone with a Whitesnake album.
Well, let's talk about the new project. Whitesnake releasing three different albums, the Red, White, and Blues project. The Red album has love songs, the White album has the rock songs, and the Blue album has the blues songs. And the White album with the rock songs comes out first on June the 19th. And you have remixed and remastered and reinvented these songs.
Yes.
And I want to, just for the sake of comparison, I want to play a little bit of the original version of Here I Go Again and then follow that up with some of the remixed version because I find something very interesting I want to ask you about.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I'm going.
Of course, that's the original, and now here is the remixed version.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure
So what jumps out at me immediately is the vocals on the remixed version. Not only do they feel a little bit more present and more intimate, you've taken off some of that echoey reverb.
That was 80s. That was the 80s, you know. I put my trust in a chap, sadly, who we've just recently lost, an American producer called Keith Olsen, who'd had immense success with Fleetwood Mac and Sammy and Rick Springfield and Foreigner. So a lot of those things, which we describe as kind of the Americanization of Whitesnake, with those like Bell keyboards and echoey snare drums on Is This Love. All of that stuff grew to be an irritant to me over the years. And with me doing this for so many years now, a passion started to develop in me. It's like, look, I live in a beautiful home, but every so often my wife and I will go, we need some new furniture. Or let's paint this room pink, you know? And that's really what we've done here. I've found, discovered an amazing young new mixer called Christopher Collier, who I brought in to help me mix Flesh and Blood, my last studio record. And we did it so quickly, and it was so much fun. I asked him if he was interested to help me realize my dream, which is to remix the catalog. And the first one we did was Slide It In. Now, I said to him, because he was young, obviously, early, 40 years old, and I said, do you know this record? He said, do I know this record? This was my father's favorite cassette, and he said, we drove across country when I was 6 years old, and that was, I know the album by heart. So it was fantastic, but he knew, and he was discovering things in the album that weren't really highlighted. And if you're like a Cozy Powell, John Lord fan, dear God, you hear them so beautifully. It was a labor of love, and I'm thrilled, and it was beautiful.
Two follow-ups to what you just said. Number one is, I'm going to guess your wife is the one who more often than not says, let's get new furniture. That's the way it is in my house. And number two, the remix, it really feels totally appropriate for right now, because that 80s kind of echoey sound was much more of a stadium rock kind of sound, whereas now the vocals on the remixed version are stripped down and intimate, and it's really what's happening right now in this coronavirus pandemic.
Well, to me, when we do, these are all the taste of things to come. We've had, since I've been involved with Warner's, with Rhino Records, we've released four box sets to great success of the 87, 30, the Whitesnake 30th anniversary, of course, the Slide It In 35th anniversary. We did an unplugged box set called Unzipped. What's the other one we did? Oh, Slip of the Tongue. So I said, we can't keep just giving box sets to these people. We've got to have something, you know, that's not as expensive, and certainly at this challenging time economically. So they agreed with me. Let's show them what's coming down the pipeline over the next 5 to 10 years. And these first three records, action-packed, supercharged albums that I'm thoroughly enjoying, I've got to say. And I rarely listen to my work, but this I'm really digging. I think the first box set is going to be Restless Heart at the end of 21. And it's just jam-packed with stuff.
The 35th anniversary remix of Slide It In is out right now. And again, that Red, White, and Blues trilogy, the first album of that, the White Album, the Rock Album, is out on June 19th. You can pre-order that. Get all the information at whitesnake.com. David Coverdale, great to hear that you're doing well in quarantine and keeping busy.
Oh, man. Listen, my love to you and your listeners. Thank you, Dave. My wife sends love, shouting the Coloradan girl she is. And just stay safe and well. And God willing, we'll meet again along the road.
Amen to that. And stop by when you're in Denver next.
You got it, brother. Thank you so much. Take care now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.